With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It really was over before it began. The Senate today dismissing all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the House GOP push to remove the cabinet secretary from office. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will be the one to decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier in the week. With his remarks today, Netanyahu brushed off calls for restraint from close allies, including the visiting foreign ministers today of Germany and Britain. Meanwhile, Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron says it's clear Israel has decided to retaliate.
In his conversations with Israeli leaders, including the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Lord Cameron's message was one of restraint. The Foreign Secretary said Israel's leadership is clearly making a decision to act in response to the Iranian attack. He said he hoped Israel could be smart as well as tough and do as little as possible to escalate the conflict. Lord Cameron also raised the situation in Gaza, where the humanitarian crisis is still dire.
That is BBC correspondent James Landell. Also at SRNnews.com, Boeing in the spotlight as Congress examines allegations of major safety failures recently. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
For Boeing to succeed going forward, those answers need to be given and changes need to be made to ensure that safety is central. When each of us, when our families, when our children get on an airplane, we want to trust that we're going to land safely.
Boeing has been in a crisis mode recently. This is SRN News. Quite a problem these days with youth pastors in America.
According to a poll conducted by Arizona Christian University, a lot of the men who are leading young people in local churches lack a biblical worldview. The survey finds only 54% of youth ministers believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Just over one-third of them think that there are absolute truths. And only 62% of youth pastors are confident that the Bible is the true word of God to all people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates decrying the Biden administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Federal regulations published this week say workers will be entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions. The act passed with a robust bipartisan congressional support in 2022. This is SRN News.
Sinking technology stocks sent Wall Street lower again. The S&P 500 fell to its fourth straight loss, the index dipping 0.6% for its longest losing streak since early January. Tech stocks slumped after ASML, a Dutch company that's a major supplier to the semiconductor industry, reported weaker orders than analysts expected. That helped overshadow stronger quarterly profit reports than expected from United Airlines and some other big companies. The Dow was down 45 points to close at 37,753. The NASDAQ lost 181 points to 15,683. The S&P 500 dropped 29 to 5022. New York oil fell $2.67 to $82.69 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.